You're listening to CKVS 93.7, The Voice, community radio of the Shoe Swap, for the Shoe Swap, and by the Shoe Swap. Produced by volunteers from the Shoe Swap. If you can hear this on your radio or are streaming us online, it's because of the funds we receive via memberships, sponsorships, and your generous donations. For as little as $5 monthly, you can be a regular supporter of The Voice. Just think, supporting a community resource for the price of a fancy coffee. To find out more, go to voiceoftheshoeswap.ca or phone us at 250-463-5026. Become a member and add your voice today. I'm Richard Sevigny, and this week Live in the Shoe Swap brings you a live performance of the classic album Coltrane Plays the Blues. This was arranged and performed by saxophonist Craig Thompson, who enlisted the aid of Bernie Addington on bass, Tim Hertz on piano, and Mike Treadway on drums. Before the break, you heard Thompson talk about the Church of Coltrane in San Francisco. Up next, Craig and friends get personal with Blues to You. But first, Craig explains why he thinks this album is so special.
Well, so let's talk about Coltrane Plays the Blues. Why did you pick that album? You say it's an anomaly in what he did.
Yeah, I think because for his mid-period stuff, it was surprisingly approachable. Right? I mean, it was one of those albums, and when I first listened to the album, I had no idea that it was a cutting room floor album, right? I just thought it was Coltrane Plays the Blues, and I thought, that's so cool. This guy did a whole album of the blues, and he's already a super experienced musician with tons of blues recordings already under his belt, just songs on albums, right? But there was something special about this one always for me, where I loved the tunes, I loved the grooves. It felt, in some ways, more mellow than his other stuff. And maybe it's because it was basically just kind of like a blowing session, right? I mean, they didn't really intend these to be on an album, so they were just...
They were just warming up.
They were just playing, right? They were playing without the expectation of this becoming something. And I don't know, maybe there was that special quality in that that always reached me. But it was actually only after I decided I'm going to do Coltrane Plays the Blues as one of the albums that we do on this concert series, that I actually looked into the history of it and started reading and going through, you know, my books on Coltrane and all that kind of stuff, and I found out, oh my god, it was just, they recorded it during My Favorite Things.
Okay.
Right? Like, it was the My Favorite Things album recording, and they just did like 13 tracks, and they were only going to put 4 on the album. Right? So there's all these tunes that were just sitting around, and then, you know, when Coltrane found out that they were making another album, he was actually not happy, I guess. So... But, you know, I found the sort of history around it fascinating, so it became even more interesting for me to present as an album.
Right.
Right, because it was sort of like, wow, right? How could that happen to Coltrane? How could be in a situation where they take his recordings and make an album without his permission? As he was changing labels, too, I think.
One, two, three.